Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
We talk on our American Academy of Pediatrics show, which is on every Wednesday, about these detergent pods that are so popular and that you can find at just about every store. And this from Health Day News, a growing number of small children are getting their hands and mouths on these colorful detergent pods with serious and sometimes fatal consequences. This new study finds that among more than 62,000 calls made to the emergency departments from poisoning from any kind of laundry or dishwashing detergent from 2013 to 14, 17 children were in a coma, 6 stopped breathing, four had fluid in their lungs, a couple of them died. Over 60% of these calls were due to laundry detergent packets. 60% of these poisoning calls that had to do with laundry, dishwasher, detergent, all these were from these packets. That's about 30 children a day, or one child about every 45 minutes. Over the 2 years of the study, poisoning from the detergent packets increased 17%. And in 2015, there was another 7% increase. When we have our pediatricians on, they tell us about these pods. Laundry detergent packets are more toxic than other forms of detergent and cause more hospitalizations and serious medical problems. These packets look attractive to children. They can mistake them for food or candy, and all they have to do is put them in their mouth and bite down, and the packet will burst. And once they have done that, the toxic chemicals get down their throat, and the game's over. So this is a problem. And what parents need to know, and what these pediatricians really want parents to know, is that if you have children under the age of maybe 5 years old, don't even use these packets. I know they seem easy. It's one thing to have powder, liquid detergent. Kids aren't necessarily going to be as likely to pour liquid detergent into something or pour it into their mouth. It tastes terrible. And the powder as well. It's, you know, harder to get them to ingest it, but these pods look fun. They're colorful. They've got rainbows on them, and they're bright blue and yellow and pink, and they're little, and all these kids have to do is put them in their mouths. The same with the detergent pods, with ones for your for your dishwasher. And so the fact is that I personally, when my kids were small, I would not bring one of those things into my house. I still won't, because I just think that they cause too many problems. The dog, the same. These things are dangerous because they look so edible. So parents, the message here today is about these detergent pods and really trying your best not to keep them in your house. And if you do have to keep them in your house, well, then you better keep them somewhere really, really out where your kids cannot get them, way up, way locked, way hidden, because I think that it's so dangerous. So that's my message to you today about those detergent pods and how dangerous that they can be. And the pediatricians just keep reiterating them and how toxic they are. So it's a good message to know. We really need to hear it. Now we're talking about playing music for babies. And it's been a commonly held belief that playing music for babies can make them smarter. And there's been some debate about whether or not that actually exists. However, new research from the University of Washington's Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences adds some weight to this claim. The study, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, found that playing music during a series of play sessions improved 9-month-old babies' brain processing of not only music, but new speech sounds. They did say that certain types of music, waltz with waltzing themes, a waltz type rhythm, seemed to be most effective, and the rhythm that is most difficult for babies to comprehend, thus strengthening their cognitive skills. But in my opinion, I really like rock music. We've always played it for my kids. They grew up liking it. And hey, they're pretty good talkers and pretty smart kids. So play music around your house. It's great for all of you. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.